Time now for a recap of last night's North Platte Public School Board of Education meeting. We have Tina Smith joining us, Director of Communications, School Board of Education member Matt Peterson, and Director of Finance Stuart Simpson joining us as well. Thanks for taking some time.
All three
for
of them.
Today,
thank
guys.
You. Good morning.
Now, I was giving Matt a hard time off the air when he came in this morning. I asked him how the meeting went last night, and Matt, you said that the meeting was somewhat brief. Got home before dark. Got to help with bedtime, too, so I'm sure you were pretty
right.
excited about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we had a nice meeting last night. We had some good reports from several different of our directors, and we were done by 7, so it was a good meeting for us.
Anytime you can be out before the sunset, Stuart, nobody's going to complain, right?
Well, you know, we try to turn on the lights for everybody before they go home so that they can get home safely.
Now, before we dive into the meeting last night, Anita mentioned graduation was this past Sunday. How did that go, guys?
Awesome. Tina was just saying, when we were walking out of the high school with all the graduates to enter the stadium, the clouds parted and the sun came out and got rather comfortable out there. So we were all pleased. I had worn a little bit heavier jacket just in case, but Matt was in his suit and tie and was comfortable.
Yeah, it was very nice. I'm glad we were able to have our seniors have a somewhat more normal graduation. We were able last year, obviously, to have it in August or in July, but it was kind of a weird situation.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Right.
Back to feeling normal, which is nice.
Yes.
And amazing. Everybody said both stands were, the east and west stands were packed with parents, family
Good.
Members.
Good.
So I know everybody was out just to enjoy.
And that's the advantage.
It was a great day just to get to celebrate
yeah.
the seniors
mm-hmm.
after all the things they've been
right.
through over the last year
mm-hmm.
and a half. So.
Yeah.
Did you hear their motto?
It is
yes.
what it is, right?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And the two speakers were, I got to say, were awesome in how they did it, because it just sort of sent a really nice message to all the graduates on what it was, but it is what it is.
I love it.
Yeah, the slogan says, take it as it comes, and it is what it is, and make the best of it. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did a great job presenting that philosophy, I thought. And like you said, they spoke very well. They spoke in unison every time that phrase had come around in the speech, and and kind of kept it a little bit of unexpectedness in the speech, and it was good. And what impressed me most, I think, was when Superintendent Hansen started talking about all their achievements, and in the news business, I'd known a lot of those, but when he started rolling them off, it just kept going and going and going, you know, state teams and et cetera. So do one of you want to talk about that a little bit? I thought that was impressive.
Yeah, this, you know, they said it a couple times during the graduation ceremony, but this is probably one of the more accomplished senior classes that we've had in a long time. They've had throughout every sports season, they've had, you know, state qualifiers and state champions and runners-up. And
yep.
And then within the activities, we've had a lot of success within the speech and
yep.
dramas, put on some successful performances, both the cheer and dance squad. The Pacers have done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of success in the academic area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the neat things is, you know, Dr. Hansen mentioned, and I can't remember the number off the top of my head, but the amount of scholarships these kids have received is...
Yeah, it was 3-some million.
Or yeah, that's
wow.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's with a capital
yeah.
M, too. For
yeah. Yeah. yeah.
And there was a testament to this, the two giving this speech. One is a state winner for
uh-huh.
speech. And
that's
then,
right. Josh Stoner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had...
Annie Von Campen.
Play and speech, and they were just really dynamic in sharing their accomplishments and sharing that
that's
with
right.
Their classmates as well. So kudos
that,
to them for
that's right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, one thing we learned with COVID coming out, we can do a lot more live stream. The two of you were sitting home watching it on live stream.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're talking about Annie. The musical was live streamed this year. Both Tina and I sat in our homes and watched it. And, you know, that was the best thing that we could do is have mm-hmm. those musicals those nights, because that was the start of the COVID last year. We were able to do it all 3 days, but still live stream it and enjoy ourselves.
Yep.
And people could see whether it was their grandkids, their kids, or just enjoy a musical.
Yeah,
so
didn't have to get all, go out and
right.
yep, sit
do
in
so
the auditorium.
From the comfort and safety of their own home.
Yeah,
right.
And the convenience
right.
of their own homes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought all that was impressive, and I want to, as a guy in the news business, I want to mention the journalism department, too, did really good last year and had a lot. I just happened to say, I went to a couple of graduation parties afterwards, and I saw the yearbook for the first time, and it won an award, too, and I thought, what a great display. They did a great job of trying to portray the year and putting a lot of good pictures in there. A lot of good recap.
Just the cover alone was pretty remarkable. I enjoyed looking at the yearbook this year. It was really cool. I'm proud of our students.
The theme was Behind the Mask.
Right.
And so you open up the pages and you start seeing all this stuff. You can see faces and what kids were really doing. And so much of that year was masked over in some ways. And that was pretty impressive. No.
Now, speaking of the masks, Tina, you sent out a press release late yesterday. The mask requirement at the North High Public School District will be lifted tomorrow. Can you tell us about that in further detail?
Right. Tomorrow, students and staff have the opportunity to wear a mask at their own will. That is one of the things that we have been considering back and forth. The big holdback was making sure that our graduates did get to celebrate graduation.
Absolutely.
So we made it through that hurdle. We talked at Cabinet yesterday in great length and detail, worked with our health officials, talked with our Board of Education. Made sure everybody was comfortable with the decision to give folks the opportunity to come to school without this mask on for the rest of the school year. Now, anybody that is uncomfortable unmasking, they're more than welcome to. We will
sure.
support you no matter what your decision is there. So, again, that starts tomorrow. Students and staff, make your decision on how you want to handle that. The other piece is we're encouraging families to carefully consider the vaccination. Pfizer has rolled out 12 and up. And so if families are comfortable having their 12 and up students vaccinate, we encourage them to do so before the school year starts. So masking is always a big controversy and mm-hmm. question, but I will tell you the feedback I have received as of this morning, I was pretty excited to not be told that we made the wrong decision. Most of it was thank you, praise God, I can't wait to see my students' faces. So we had a ton of positive feedback from that,
and
I hope that families understand that it is their decision at this point.
And not something that was just entered on a whim by any means either.
Absolutely not. I mean, if you go back and look at what we put out last week, we were going to stick to it for the rest of the school year, and, you know, we kind of went back and forth and said our goal was graduation.
Yep.
Let's give these kiddos a sense of normalcy to complete the school year.
Now, Matt, can you give us a recap of last night's Board of Education meeting, if you don't mind, sir?
Yeah, so we, I mentioned earlier, we had some presentations from a couple of our directors. We talked a little bit about the early childhood program and our preschool program. That's something that this past year we expanded, and we're hoping to expand that even more next year. We do have a grant request in to the state, and once they get their final numbers figured out, we'll hear back on that. But I think that's been a great program. You know, they talked a lot about how we already have some wonderful private preschool and daycare centers here in town, so we're certainly not trying to step on their toes. We definitely think it's a partnership between the school district and everybody, and the important thing is just that we're getting those kids educated early.
Yep. And giving folks an option.
Yeah.
Parents, guardians, whoever, an option.
Absolutely, yeah. And so, you know, we've got a great program going, but obviously, as I mentioned, there's a lot of great private programs out there as well, and so we're continuing to partner with them. Our early childhood department has worked with a lot of the daycare centers in town, and we're kind of working on implementing a similar system, and so that's something that we had, I think they said about 12 or 20 last year that participated, and we're hoping to have another 10 plus this year. And so
awesome.
I think it's just great to bring kind of a uniformity to all of our kids so we can make sure everyone's getting that education early and they're prepared when they enter our school district.
Absolutely, and prepare them for the future as well and for the working force, the career force as well. Stuart, anything else you want to add from the meeting last time?
I think the one piece was our technology department. The amount of computers that we put in the hands of our students is the first piece, and every 6th through 12th grader has computers. Along with that, with all the cybersecurity that's going on, the amount of energy that we have to put forth to secure a network, number one, from hackers, as well as just securing it from our students.
Sure.
Going out, keeping things safe is another thing. And then just everything that we have to maintain. It's a digital world. I'm sitting there watching you on your computer.
Dual computer. Yeah.
Doing computers. You know, Tina and I have dual computers. It's just we're in that digital age anymore. And the amount of technology and infrastructure that we have to maintain is awesome. In our technology department, a group of people that are doing an awesome job to make sure that our students are safe, as well as having those technology devices in front of them to be able to do it.
Now, Stuart, we do know the legislature is in full swing. Senators reconvening down at the state capitol yesterday after a quick weekend. Anything that you're keeping your eyes on in terms of the legislature for the impact of the North Platte Public School District?
I think the one for all of the public bodies here in North Platte is LB 644 that is going through the legislature. It's up on final reading. This is going to put a different twist on how we have to inform our patrons of our property taxes coming forward throughout the years. And it'll be implemented not for this year, but next year. But in that, we have to inform patrons through a postcard. And then all entities have to come together and have a public presentation of our budgets to all the patrons that want to attend. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic, and it'll be something that all of us from the county to the city to the school district to the college have to work together and try to figure out how we're going to inform our patrons.
Mm. Something you'll be keeping close tabs on.
Right, right.
If I can mention one other thing quick, because it's kind of another hot button topic mm-hmm. right now, but one of the other things we talked about last night at our board meeting is that the State Board of Education has some health standards that have come out that I think keeping an eye on, and a little controversy. So as a district, we have decided that we will not be adopting the state standards. It's a little different because with the health standards, we have a little more flexibility than we do with some of the more core subjects, So we currently have health standards that we have already been implementing, and our plan is to continue to implement those. So I know we had one person come last night to address that, and I know that's something that I've heard about from other people as well. So I think it's just important for our patrons to know that if they do have concerns, they can address those to the State Board of Education, and there's some channels for that. But I think it's important for them to know that we're at this time not planning on adopting any of those standards that are currently in development. So
I think that will come as a relief to a lot of people. Where is the State Board of Education on this subject? Do you know? They're still considering it, right? They haven't enacted, haven't adopted
it.
I
think, do they know?
Yeah.
You know,
my understanding is there. I think August is they're kind of hoping to have another draft of the plans in place. So they're still, I know they've already had their May meeting, but there's another meeting coming up in June where they'll have public comment again.
Okay.
So we just encourage anyone that's concerned about it to reach out to them.
Yeah, that's a place to send your comments, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Anything else anybody wants to add this morning?
Well, I do want to mention, Matt brought up our early childhood programs and how critical mm-hmm. they are, the relationships we're building with our early childhood across the county and with our constituents. And what's crucial is that we get our kindergartners registered. You've probably seen some press come out this week that we're doing a late registration today and tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be over at McKinley at 301 West F Street. So anyone who does not have your kindergartner registered for the fall semester, please, please, please stop by, get them registered. It will definitely help us with educators, making sure that we have those high quality teachers in your classrooms for your kiddos, and it'll help us know if we need to add more space. So right now we are not at capacity. We do have some room, but we also know that there are some kindergartners out there who have not registered.
Awesome. Guys, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you very much.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on KODY.